نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة، من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. وقد قال تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and brothers in Islam, Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan we have heard many, many bayans. What I wish to speak about today is a majlis that my respected father had on the advices of Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh. So in that majlis, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh says, do cheezein khas taur par bahut aham hai is mahine mein. That there are two things that are very, very important in this month of Ramadan. Ek hai taqwa. The first is taqwa. After that, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, that taqwa ki kya maana hai? Ke apne sab, apne haath, zaban, aankh, aur dil ki puri hifazat kiya jaye. That your hands, your tongue, your eyes, and your limbs, and your heart, to protect it from all types of sins. All types of sins. And further he goes on to say, that not only sins, sins that is haram, that we have to stay away from, but even the doubtful things, the doubtful things. When it comes to a person's eating, for example, then a person must make sure, haram, obviously you can't go near that. Doubtful things, a person must stay away from the doubtful things. Especially when it comes to eating these takeaway foods, etc. Which our Buzurgan-e-Din tell us, that even though it may be halal in itself, it may be halal, but there's no barakat in that food. There's no barakat in that food. That is why the Buzurgan-e-Din teach us that when a person is making very quick spiritual advancement also, nothing can happen very quick. There's no quick fix for anything. Everything has to take its steps, has to take its time. So when a person is going too fast also, then they're making him eat this takeaway food. Why? Because how many people's eyes went there? There's not much barakat also there. So many people's eyes, they went there. So in that way, his spirituality comes down also. So therefore, in the month of Ramadan also, a person as far as possible, he needs to reduce his going out and eating. Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that there's two ways of decreasing a person's intake. There's two ways. One is a person decreases his amount of food that he eats. He was eating, for example, maybe he eats about 5 slices a meal. Now he'll drop it down to 2 slices. So he drops the portion of food that he eats. And the other way is that he increases the time period between 2 meals. He increases the time period between 2 meals. And this is the one that Shariat has taken. This is the one that Shariat has taken, that you'll have your Sehri and you'll have your Iftar. And the time between the two is a long period. Why? Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that this is more effective in a person understanding what is hunger. In the other one, he'll reduce his amount of intake, but he's eating more times during the day maybe. So you won't really get the feeling of what is hunger. You won't get the feeling of what is hunger. So here in this way, he's getting the feeling of hunger also. He knows what is the plight of the poor person who doesn't have food for the day. Now imagine a person is combining both these things in the month of Ramadan. He also is increasing the time in between the two. Then plus he's also reducing his intake. Not like our way, Mullah Umarji Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say. Unfortunately, we're supposed to be reducing our intake of food. We haven't reduced the intake. We only change our times of eating. And we're eating the same amount, sometimes even more also. Sometimes even more with all the other delicacies that are around us, we eat even more also. And thereafter he used to say to us that the stomach is not a warehouse. The stomach is not a warehouse. That in a warehouse, you just want to fill anything and everything there. He says the stomach is there. It is an amanat also. That is why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us in the hadith of Tirmizi also and many other hadith kitabs also that the stomach also has to be filled in three parts also. The stomach has to be filled in three parts. One third for the food, one third for the water, and one third for air also. A person eats so much and now he can't even breathe also. So this month of Ramadan is very important that a person must watch what he's eating. What he is eating. Stay away from all types of doubtful things. Then, secondly, is a person, he must watch his other limbs also. Especially his tongue. What is he speaking? We're not talking about haram. Ghibat, speaking lies, all those things are completely haram. We're talking about permissible things, but there's no necessity in that permissible things. Now in the month of Ramadan, a person will come out from the masjid, my father says, he'll come out from the masjid, he got enough time, he's not rushing to eat also, so he got enough time. Normally if he was having meals, he's rushing to eat. Now he got some time to kill. So, there are friends outside, and sitting, and just wasting time, and talking just to pass the time. So all these type of things a person, even though it may be permissible talk also, but a person needs to reduce that thing also. That is why Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that once Sufyan ibn Uyayna and Sufyan Thawri Rahmatullah Alayhima, they both spent the whole night in ahadith, speaking about ahadith. And in the morning one of them said to the other, Alhamdulillah, we spent the whole night in ibadat, speaking about ahadith. The one of them said to the other, I have fear that we may be getting sin for this whole night. Why, maybe I was trying to impress you with how much of ahadith I knew, and you were trying to impress me. So, sometimes something may look, outwardly it may look, as though it's looking very good. But, what is the reality of it? What is the reality we need to look at? Person got a nice display in his house, of artificial fruit. It's looking very, very delicious, it's looking very nice, the color is also very nice. But what is the reality of it? A person can't take any benefit from it. So, here also a person is very, very important that he must watch his tongue. Thereafter, Hazrat Rahmatullah says that these limbs also, one is you must save it from sin, you must save it also from doubtful things, and you must also save it from causing harm to others. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. And this is one hadith, we all know this hadith. And we also know the other hadith also that a person will come on a day of Qiyamah. He got a lot of salah, he got a lot of zakat, he got a lot of sawm, he got a lot of ibadat. But he had harmed this person. He has spoken evil of another person. He has slandered another person. He may have abused another person. Now all that ibadat that we're doing is all going to waste. Because all that sawab that you have, all the thawab that a person got is going to be taken and going to be given to that other person. And if you cannot pay him with all your amal, then his sins are going to be placed on you. His sins. Now if you spoke bad about him, the Buzugan didn't say, if you spoke bad about him and you didn't like him, who's so foolish is a person, he's taking his good deeds and he's giving it away to his enemy. So foolish is that person. So it's very, very important that one is that you safeguard yourself and you also don't harm the others. And then my father mentions also, Hazrat Rahmatullah used to say, that a person sometime, he made all that ibadat, he heard all that bayan, after asr, he read that Quran Sharif, he made dua, and then he goes home and then the food is not ready. Now all that ibadat and all that he made, he forgets everything. You know, you say the angry man, a hungry man is an angry man. And now he starts getting angry there at home. Now all that ibadat is going to waste also. You're harming the person. You're hurting the person, not thinking that even the family also was also fasting the whole day. She also is going through the same thing you're going through. Okay? Now you eating that food, she's eating tears. So what did you get from that fast? What did you get from that fast? So it's very, very important that a person protects himself from all those things. So that's the one thing, and that is taqwa. Also another thing he mentions about eating halal food. Okay? Halal food is so important that in the month of Ramadan, a person once is making a lot of dua also. Okay? And duas are not even accepted if a person is eating haram. Secondly, a person, he doesn't even get the tawfiq of doing good actions. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has written that Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi says that when a person is eating haram, so obviously that food, some of that food changes into blood. So, and that blood is flowing throughout the whole body. Now, the heart wants to do good, but the limbs will say, we're not listening to you. Why? It has been nourished with haram. It has been nourished with haram. So now, the heart wants to do good, but the limbs say, no, we're not going to listen to you, we're not going to do good. And then my father mentions that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions the famous incident of Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali. That one day he was making ibadat, and he's not getting any enjoyment in his ibadat. Not getting any enjoyment. So as the Buzugan Deen, they always look into their own lives. Maybe I'm doing something wrong, that is why I'm not getting the enjoyment. So he thought for a moment, he couldn't think of anything. So then he went to his mother. His mother was a very pious person also. Asked her, that can you think of anything that maybe whilst I was in your stomach, etc., and you may have done something that this is the reaction of it. This is the thing. So she thought for herself, and she couldn't think. Then after some moment, she said, now I remember something. Something comes to my mind. When you were in my stomach and whilst I was pregnant, and we know a pregnant person, they feel for a lot of things. And there was that fruit from the neighbor's tree that was hanging over our yard and our land. So, without asking for permission, knowing that the neighbor will give us permission, I took that fruit and I ate it. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah said, it seems that is affecting me now. That is affecting me now. Now I need you to go and ask for forgiveness. She goes next door, she says, they say, you are our neighbor, you got the right to take it, no problem. She said, no, even though I got the permission, this doesn't mean that I must take advantage. Even though the permission may be there, this doesn't mean I must take advantage. I want you to forgive me. And when she forgave her, then Junaid Baghdad rahmatullah, now he started feeling that enjoyment in that ibadat. Now, science even proves also that when the child is in the stomach, and if the parents, if they are engaged in certain actions like music and all those things, that child will come out loving those actions that the parents were doing. Loving those actions that the parents were doing. So, just imagine something that happened while the child was in the stomach, but is affecting a person after so many, many years. So many years, a person. So, haram food is something that a person must stay away from. Very, very important that a person must eat halal food. Speaking about haram and halal, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ali, his student Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah ali, once the student came to meet the ustad. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah ali told his daughter that we're going to receive a very, very important guest today. You're going to receive a very important guest today. Ustad is speaking about the student. And make sure that everything is prepared for him. Anyway, he comes and he stays the night. And in the morning, the daughter is telling the father. Daughter is telling Imam Shafi, I got three complaints against your guest. You said he's a very, very pious person. I got three complaints against him. Number one, he eats a lot. He ate a lot. The pious people don't eat too much. See? They don't eat too much, and he was eating too much. Secondly, is that he never read any tahajjud namaz. He never read any tahajjud namaz. And thirdly, he did not make wuzu for the Fajr Salah. Because obviously in those days they used to keep the bucket of water. Water is not used, so how come he read his Fajr Salah? So Imam Shafi rahmatullahi told her that you must not jump into conclusions. If these doubts go through your mind, you must find out. Because even Quran Sharif even teaches us that unfortunately today, we just hear some rumor pass the message on. We didn't even verify it. We didn't even check it up. We didn't even check whether it was right. And then there's so many other problems come out because of that. So he said, no, we need to find out. So they went and asked. He went and asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, that these are the three things that I said against you. He said, as far as the eating is concerned, that when I sat on the Dastar Khan, and I could actually feel, because of the halal food, I could actually feel the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending on this food. So I thought to myself that I'd rather make the most of this food and take as much of that rahmat into my system as I can, so that that will assist me to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ate a little bit extra, which I normally don't do, but I ate a little bit extra today. And because of the barakat of that food, the whole night, I was only engaged in masail. All different masail are coming into my head. And I was jotting down all those masail. And we know that tahajjud namaz is only for the person himself. Only he's getting benefit. But deducing masail, etc., is for the whole ummah. And that ibadat is more important than the tahajjud. So therefore, I was engaged in only in masail. And why I did not make wuzu for the Fajr Salah? Whole night I was in ibadat. I didn't even break my wuzu. So I read my Isha Salah and my Fajr Salah with the same wuzu. So therefore, there was no need for me to make the wuzu. So this is the barakat of halal food. The barakat of halal food. When a person, and Allah speaks about it, Ya ayyuhar rusulu kulu min at-tayyibati wa amalu salihah, O Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, eat from that halal. And that thing, inshallah, will assist us in doing good deeds. Doing good deeds. Then the other thing that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions is to be constant in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be constant. So what the first thing was taqwa. The first thing was taqwa. And we have spoken about taqwa there. Second thing he mentions is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number one on the list when it comes to the zikr of Allah is the Quran Sharif. This is the month of Quran. This is the month of Quran. So as much Quran Sharif as we can read, we should try to read. There's no limit to how much of Quran Sharif we can read. At least have a timetable. A person should try to use the salah times. The salah times if a person reads 3 pages before the salah and 3 pages after the salah, and for 5 salahs, he'll be reading 30 pages, he'll be reading one whole para. One whole para without any difficulty. And then we can increase it. The more we read before salah, the more we read after salah, and we can increase our recitation. There's no limit to the recitation of the Quran Sharif. And secondly, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, abundance of istighfar and kalima tayyiba and duru sharif. Now in kalima tayyiba, if you're reading kalima tayyiba, you also got duru sharif also there. Now Abbas says, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you got duru also there. He also got kalima tayyiba. And especially the woman folk, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali should tell them that throughout the day they should be reading istighfar and kalima tayyiba. Istighfar and kalima tayyiba, the whole day they must read. So this is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then also part of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that sometimes a person may not be engaged in actual zikr, but the whole day he's passing in his work, but he's doing everything in accordance to the Sharia. So the hadith teaches us, كُلُّ مُطِعٍ لِلَّهِ فَوَّ ذَاكِرٌ, that every person who is in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He may not be making the actual zikr, but what made him do everything according to the Sharia? It was the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, کہ کار بھی ہو کاروبار بھی ہو لیکن دل یار کے ساتھ ہو. That a person got the things around him, but he's using the things around him, but his heart is wudu. His heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dil bayar das bakar. That the heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the hands is moving, is doing the work, whatever he needs to be doing. Also another very great zikr which Buzrugani Deen teach us is to learn the masnoon duas for every occasion. That a person waking up, what's the dua for waking up, going into the toilet, coming out from the toilet, eating, after eating. What makes him read the zikr? What makes him read these duas? It is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is making him read these duas. So try to learn the masnoon duas for every occasion. Then also part of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that before, after the salah, a person reads the tasbih fatimi. Either after immediately after the first salah or after the sunnats, a person reads the tasbih fatimi. A person reads ayatul kursi. These are all the masnoon things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read after the salah. So all these things, Hazrat Jir rahmatullah is reminding us that to remember that a person must be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's one thing came to my mind with regards to recitation of the Quran Sharif. Alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate nowadays that we have got CDs, etc. and all this. That person who cannot even read this, even the Quran Sharif, then he also can benefit from this. Open the Quran Sharif, let the CD player play, and the person is following the Quran Sharif, is following the recitation. He's following the recitation. A non-hafiz also, he can benefit in this way. He's listening to the Quran Sharif and he's following the Quran Sharif. So he's also getting the thawab of listening to the Quran Sharif, and he's also getting the thawab of the recitation also. Of the recitation, and he's also linked to the Quran Sharif also. Then also part of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azadi rahmatullah, say that before we sleep, two things are important. Take hisab, kitab, and ponder over what we have done for the whole day. Over what we have done, what we have done for the whole day. If we have done any good, then make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have done any evil, then make tawbah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His divine help. That, oh Allah, I'm very, very weak. I need Your help to stay away from all types of sins. Then secondly is muraqabah maut. That is mutu qabla an tamutu. That before maut comes to you, you think of death at all times. And part of this, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi say also, that another very, very important thing, that when you made that hisab kitab, Allah gave you the tawfiq, you're doing a lot of ibadat, you're staying away from sins. Another very important thing with regards to muraqabah maut is not to look down at anyone. Not to look down at anyone. Even the greatest sinner also you have to see. But you never regard yourself as better than him. And then Hazrat Rahmatullah says, kyu? Is wajah se ke mumkin hai ke wo toba kar sakenge. Aur aap us gunah kar sakte. Aap us gunah kar sakenge. It's possible that he can make toba. He can make toba and he can come on the right track. But you, Allah forbid, Allah protect us, that we may end up doing that sin. That's why Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that aise waise kaise ho gaya, aur kaise aise waise ho gaya. People that were nothing, they made toba, Allah made them such great people. And people who were great people, they fell also, and they became nothing, just because of looking down at the next person. So no matter how much of ibadat a person does, never ever look down at the next person. So these are the few advices that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions. That one is taqwa, that at all times a person is worried about not going against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at all times a person is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, never look down at anyone and always make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving the person the opportunity of making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina mulana Muhammad wa ala ala sayyidina barik wa sallim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina mulana Muhammad wa ala ala sahbihi ajma'in. رب اغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أنت أعلم مني. Allah, forgive all our past sins, forgive all our future sins, forgive all the sins that we have done openly, forgive all the sins we have done secretly, forgive all the sins which only you have knowledge of and we do not have knowledge of. Allahumma tahhir qulubana min al-nifaq, wa amalana min al-riya, wa al-sinatana min al-kadib, wa a'yunana min al-khiyana, fa innaka ta'lamu khayinat al-a'yun wa ma tukhfi al-sudur. Allah, purify our hearts from nifaq and hypocrisy. Allah, purify our amal from riya and show. Allah, purify our tongues from speaking lies and all the sins of the tongue. Allah, purify our eyes from all the sins of the eyes. Purify our hearts, Allah, from all the sins of the heart, Allah. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. Allah, do not turn us away, Allah, once you have given us hidayat, Allah. Allah, do not turn us away once you have given us hidayat. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين وجعلنا من المهديين وجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Allah, make iman and good deeds beloved to us, O Allah. Allah, make iman and good deeds beloved to us. Allah, put the hate of guna, kufr, and shameful things in our heart. Allah, put the hate of guna, kufr, and shameful things in our heart. Allahumma aslih lana deenana alladhi huwa ismatu amrina. Wa aslih lana dunyana allati fiha ma'ashuna. Wa aslih lana akhiratana allati fiha ma'aduna. Allah, rectify the condition of our deen, O Allah, which is the means of our stay in this dunya. Allah, rectify the condition of our livelihood, Allah, which is the means. Allah, rectify the condition of our dunya, which is the means of our livelihood. Allah, rectify the condition of our akhirat, which is our place of return. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alumika wa habibuka Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhu bika wa habibuka Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, we ask you for all those things that your Piyari Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for. Allah, we seek protection from all those things that your Piyari Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he has sought protection from. Allah, all those pious servants, Allah, wherever they in the dunya, Allah, whatever good they had asked you for, Allah, include us in the du'as, Allah. Whatever they sought protection from, Allah, protect us from those things, Allah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.